by the numbers. 290 million. That's how many dollars Monsanto was ordered to pay the dying man when the company failed to warn him about how the poison they made to kill weeds would also kill him. 290 million. That's how many miles the Voyager 2 moves away from the Earth every year. And though it was made to do so, to travel past our sun's magnetic field, who could blame it for moving away from this dying planet at 34,191 miles per hour? If that number were dollars today, it would be equivalent to $8,000 in 1977 when the Voyager 2 was launched. And 8,000? Well, that's how many sacred elephants there were on the banks of Six Tusker Lake in the Himalaya. Elephants who flew in the air. And sages say the Buddha himself was once born as son to the chief of these 8,000 elephants. Yes, sacred and magical things happen here on Earth, despite the greed, despite the poison. I was 7 when the Voyager 2 left, and since then it's traveled 18.5 billion miles. If those miles were pounds, that would equal more than 1 million large African elephants, though in all of Africa there are only 415,000 elephants left, down from 5 million just 100 years ago. What I'm saying is that as the Voyager 2 enters interstellar space, things are strange here on Earth, and we seem hell-bent on our own destruction. But I am so grateful to be here still. Even as the Voyager 2 hurtles beyond the heliosphere, I find myself still falling in love with the 27,375 days I have to live, and the Earth's 12,000 species of grass, and the 5,000 stars visible to the naked eye, and the 206 bones in the body, all of them working to help us run toward beauty. Yes, grateful for 2 hands to hold 1 beloved face. And amidst all this enormity, the absolute absence of sufficient words to say how holy, how incalculable is love. And how marvelous, really, to stare up into the familiar night sky and imagine all boundaries we are just beginning to cross.